It's been going all day.
I don't know if it went during the legal possession.
Okay. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's like 2 hours on there.
Okay, call the roll, please. Joan?
Robert Yeasty.
Here.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
All right, the current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear about any item not on the agenda. The Chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. So is there anyone here to speak on any item not on the agenda? Dawn?
Hi, everybody. I was just wondering what the status is of our buzzer that we have in our room that's supposed to go to the Sheriff's Office. Do we have an update on the status
of that? That was an issue last time around that we talked about.
It doesn't work.
Was Kevin supposed to do something about that?
I don't know. Notify the sheriff to come to help.
Yeah.
Did anybody talk to Kevin about it?
I had never. I brought it to the board. You know, when I was talking about the safety of.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kevin could do. Needs to be direct wired.
Right. So I've talked to a couple people, Don.
Okay.
And so it's still.
In
the works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a couple different options and.
Okay.
So anyway, we haven't forgot about it.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard anything and I didn't know if it was being worked out or what the status
yeah.
was. So. All right. Good.
Thank you. Anybody else here to discuss any item not on the agenda? All right. We will move on then to the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes from June 27th, 2022, and approval of payroll claims for June 26th through July 9th, 2022. We got, Larry and I did those payroll sheets. We still are waiting on a couple. I don't think we have a couple of them back yet, so maybe.
Go check.
You want to check, Joan? Yeah, if we have
about
them.
About the other issue.
Okay. There is, while she's checking on that, I will bring to the attention of the board with the road department wages, timesheets, etc. It was brought to our attention that the wording in the contract allows for 8 hours for holiday pay. So our guys are working for 10-hour days now. And so the contract stipulates the 8 hours. So I talked to Jolene a couple weeks ago and told her, brought the issue to her attention. And Jolene, I don't know if you want to add anything in this conversation at this time.
When we first went to 10 hour days, 18 years ago,
mm-hmm.
There was an agreement with Arnie and Rick Liskay and Ted about how to handle the holidays when we're doing the 10-hour days. And it was agreed that since the guys, when they take time off, that they use vacation or sick, that they have to use 10 hours for that, then they should get 10 hours off for the holidays. And that was the agreement they did back when we started. Does that make sense?
It does to me, yeah. So And the reason why I brought it up, or it was brought to our attention, was the contract says 8 hours. So...
And that was just wording that never got cleaned up, because it still had us on 8 to 4:30 hours also. Mm-hmm. And Keenan's been there 29 years, and he says they never started at 8. It was always 7 to 3:30. So mm-hmm. It was just stuff that got missed cleaning up the contract. So
the board, just so you're aware of it, I don't know, I guess I'll take any comments, suggestions on that. If that needs to be, the wording needs to be changed.
Do we want to put a stipulation in there for summer hours?
I think what has to happen, and I didn't know, and maybe I don't need to know, when they go under 10s, I think the board should be addressed, and maybe we were addressed.
And the new contract states that you work with the board to set.
Okay,
that.
Exactly. When it starts and when it ends. Okay, so I think that probably should happen, and it should probably be reworded. I don't think that they should be cut out because of what the contract says, the 2 hours for their holiday pay. I don't believe that's the way it should work. I know Bob and I just he kind of told me about it before the meeting, and I was like, it wouldn't be worth it, you know, to try to do that and upset the guys out there, especially since the wording of the contract is, you know, somebody here should have probably caught that, you know.
Isn't it just one holiday? The 4th of July is the only one that would really kind of fall
Memorial
into that.
Memorial and Labor Day.
I didn't realize they were.
We usually start around May 1st, then go to about mid-September.
So right after Labor Day?
That's more than one holiday. Okay.
So anyway, I just think it needs to be reworded, but also I think the board should be known when they do this. And maybe the road department, the committee knows about it, but I think everybody should probably know, just in case somebody can call comes.
Should we put a set date in there too, when they start their summer hours?
It probably wouldn't hurt. I mean, obviously, it's like you said, it's the 1st of May, usually when it goes down.
We've done as early as
she thought she did.
Mid-April and gone to October 1st. It was just kind of when the weather, I mean, 1 year we didn't even do it, because when we had all that flooding, we were just so far behind.
Right.
I think we put in maybe a lot of 10 hours, 5 days a week, some stuff like that.
And the thing is, I think you could probably word it in the contract of, as long as the commissioners are aware of, you know, when it's going to take place, and then we can set the date. I mean, it can be worded however you want to word it in that contract.
I think a lot of people would like to have it to be around school time to school time.
I
think that would be the way to do it. Just, you know, in case you have a bus out there.
Actually, when we're on 4/10s, we are more available during the school year, or we're more available than when we're there Monday through Friday because of the hours we do.
But you're not around on Friday?
Yeah, but we aren't there every afternoon at 3:30 either. So the buses are going out.
Probably a lot better deal would just scrap the whole plan as it is and go to 8 5-8 hour days. Simplify things.
And you know what, Larry, can I give you my 2 cents on that? The problem is with that, I think that, and I've said this before, that I think the roads would be, the guys are so used to doing this for the last 18 years, and they have that second job, they might go do something on Friday. I think they'd still be taking their personal time. So the roads will suffer. Instead of being out there for 10s, they will be out there for 4/8s. So instead of 32 hours, they'll go to 40. Or instead of 40, they'll go to 32 of time in the week. Because they'll just work their 4/8s.
Full discussion.
4/8s?
Yeah.
They'll work their 4/8s and they'll take Friday off.
Well, what about 5/8s?
I understand that. I know.
But they'd use vacation for Friday.
They would use their vacation for that Friday because they've had that Friday off for so long to go work, you know, somewhere else or do whatever they like to do with their time. But I just think that you would see a lot of 32-hour weeks, and there would be a lot of the vacation days or the personal days or whatever, their PTO time or whatever the case. The roads would suffer if you did that. And we talked about that.
They suffer 4/10s too when it rains Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's too wet on
Wednesday. I understand.
Thursday, nothing happens. Period.
Yeah.
And we went through that several years ago, every time we had major rain events. The roads went completely to pieces. And as a matter of fact, 6 years ago, there was mud holes all over the county, big holes. I mean, the width of the road. As a matter of fact, right there when you pull out on the highway right in front of the truck wash, there was a hole the width of the road and a foot deep full of water.
That's steep.
No.
Where?
It was 100 foot right there. And finally, after I had to complain about it, I shouldn't have had to, everybody could see it. It finally got filled in with about 5 truckloads of dirty rock from the Newcastle gravel pit, and in a week's time it was healed up and it was a good road.
That's just my 2 cents. It might not be worth anything, but that's what I think. But go back to the 5/8. I don't make two to me to make simplify it, whatever.
How about we get back to the matter at hand, the payroll today? So any suggestions from the board? Currently, the timesheets have 10 hours on today's sheets. So I don't know what your...
I thought vacation could be taken in hour increments. Is that right? So if they're taking 10 hours of... If they're taking a whole day in the summer, it's 10 hours. If they're taking a whole day in the regular part of the year, the other 9 months, it's 8 hours, wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they want to take a whole day, then they would take 10 hours in the summer. Because don't they get so many hours of vacation and minus two, minus eight, minus two, it doesn't matter?
I think that's what, yeah.
We're just trying to figure out today,
do we
pay them 10 or do we pay them 8?
Right.
For the holiday.
Correct.
Because the contract says 8.
That's right.
But do we want to pay them the 10? Me personally, huh? I would say
that.
I would say pay them the 10 as well. That's where I'm at. But
okay, before then, and that's fine. I don't think we need a motion on that, Kim.
I would include it in a motion.
Include that in a motion, Scott, and or somebody. One of you guys made it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make. Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's. Because they submitted probably their time for that day of vacation for 10 hours.
Right. And. And Troy, were you going to second that?
Yes.
Okay.
Second that.
Don. So before we do that, we'll do this 2 hour thing, and then before we're not doing the total then consent agenda, because Don, I think we need timesheets from your gals yet.
I just turned them in.
Okay. Can you bring them in?
I turned them in to Robin.
Yep. Thank you. So. Now that is settled, let's before we then vote on the consent agenda, let's move on to under new business. You guys played right into your hand.
I want to offer some advice.
We have if you don't mind, I'm going to move right into the new business end, because we have folks here from Zell HR Solutions to present information to the board regarding human resources services available to Dakota County.
Chuck, stand up.
Welcome. Yeah, please. Yes, please. Come on up. Name and address, if you want, for the record.
Sure. My name is Chad Thies, president of Zell HR Solutions.
My name is Mike O'Neill.
And our address is 3606 South 48th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, no, welcome. Spirited discussion. I love what I was hearing.
Okay.
And if I were to add to that, if I could, what we've heard from counties is that, and not just counties, 4/10 is culturally probably more enjoyable for most folks. They like having that day off if they can. So, for what that's worth. And then also, it's easier oftentimes to have 4 increments for vacation versus an hour, because it's really cumbersome to have to track an hour PTO sometimes too. So I love the discussion you guys were having. So we're here to talk about Zell HR Solutions, and I want to make sure that I'm respecting your time and starting out with how you'd like us to lead off. So any suggestions on what you want to hear from us?
Can you just give us maybe touch on what you folks do?
Sure.
You do
best
this for
case?
Other counties? You do this for other counties?
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay.
So just give us an example of what you do for other counties.
Okay, sure. We're in 12 or 13 counties we work with right now. Mm-hmm. Most counties, actually all counties, have us on a retained a monthly fee. So I guess the easy way to look at us is imagine having a full-time HR person that's not on site every day, but it's on site at least once every couple weeks. But they have a team of people doing things for them. So some of the things we do for counties on a daily basis are there's always employee things that happen. The cool thing about us and Zell and Mike is at a lot of our counties right now is that they have our cell phone number, the elected officials, the commissioners, the employees, all the roads department guys. So they can call us on anything they want to call us on. So they might call and say, hey, Chad, you know what? I'm having an issue with so-and-so. He's not grading the roads appropriately, and I can't do it anymore. We'll say something simple like, well, have you talked to him yet? So a lot of stuff like that we get to work through with employees on a number of different issues. We call it employee relations matters. For a lot of counties right now, and those are daily things, a lot of counties right now, recruiting is it's an issue that's constant right now. So I work with a lot of roads departments. We're always looking for graders, asphalt guys, dump truck drivers, you name it, sheriff's departments. You know, there's challenges there too for people. So we're creating ways to not only take over the recruiting process for you, but expand the funnel, hopefully, for more people to attract more people to our county. One of the counties we work with, I always say this, is that they want me to say Platte County in Columbus. We went in and said, we want to be the best place to work, not the best county, but the best place to work in town. So we work with us on solutions we can do to, you know, help them achieve that. And that's a lot of things like learning and development. No matter how old you are or how young you are, we all want to grow, and we should, I guess, grow and develop. And that's growing this way a little bit. We always want more pay and titles, but we try to create avenues for people to grow this way through learning and development too. We're spending a lot of our time right now on, you guys referenced this a little bit, compensation analysis and studies. We're doing that for a lot of counties right now. Making sure that we're paying fair wages, and we all know with COVID the last 3 years, wages went like this. We're trying to create some solutions around that to be competitive and fair. Oftentimes with counties, you might have an employee who comes in brand new, that might be 21 years old, somebody who's 60, and they make the same wage coming in. That's not fair, I don't think. I think there's a lot of credibility to tenure and all those kind of things. So working on retention strategies, we're working on strategies to develop employees constantly. Do the benefits pieces too. So all the compliance runs through us as well. So FMLA, ADA is all through us. If someone has any issues with that, it goes directly to us. We dive into the handbook right away to make sure that the handbook is up to speed and stays up to speed too. We create a lot of electronic solutions for you too. If you want us to review your benefits, the insurance pieces, we do all that as well. What we like to say, and we say this with humility, is that if you were to go out and hire an HR person, we've been told that we can do more than that one person could do that's here for you daily, every single day, because we have a team of people that have different disciplines that all work toward the goals of that county. So we get to do a lot. At the end of the day, our goal is if we ever go away, that we create enough policies, procedures, things to put in place that we more than paid for ourselves in the time that we were here. Would you like to add anything? Your county's more than
I got a question real quick. When you said Platte County, which is Columbus,
yep.
Are you dealing with union contracts over there?
No, we don't deal with union contracts, no. We get asked that a lot.
Okay.
We can work through them, but we don't work on the contracts themselves, no.
Right, well, meaning are they, is there a road department union? Is there a sheriff's department union? Do they have a jail?
Yes.
Okay. Are the jailers union? That's my question. Is everybody,
yeah.
This county is very heavily union besides the employees inside the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that just kind of makes, I mean, if a guy has a problem, the first thing you're going to do, you know, with somebody out there, they're gonna go to their steward, and then they're gonna take it to the next level to wherever.
Well, a lot of problems we get to work on too are the problems that are, it might be a really big deal to that person. If it's a union employee, whatever it is, but just maybe it's an employee conflict or something like that, or it's a manager issue. Usually they can call us and we can work through a situation before it ever comes to a situation, period, before it gets escalated at all.
Right. I understand.
But no, we don't work directly with the union itself.
So, and maybe this is too early in the conversation, what's the nuts and bolts, the cost?
Yeah, so our fees are all inclusive, so there's nothing we charge extra for outside of, we have a mileage stipend in our contract, which is $5,000 per month, and that comes with everything that we offer. So let's say, for example, you tell us, hey, we do want to do a compensation study. And at the same time, we want to do an employee engagement survey too. Hey, we also need you up here to do a training, you know, once a month on this for our team members. And hey, Micah, you need to be up here once a week because you have these issues going on right now. Okay, that's all included. There's nothing that we cannot do. It's in our contract. So we're not that group that says, oh, that's going to cost you extra.
Right.
It's all inclusive. And, you know, we bake that down to, like, hours worked on things compared to the fee, and this is the best option for everybody. It's one that people choose.
What do you do, a year-to-year contract?
Yeah. We even tell people, hey, if you want to try us for 6 months first to make sure it's a fit, then we'll do that.
What's the smallest county you work with?
Probably, I think, is Dawson the smallest? Holt?
Custer,
maybe Custer.
Holt's pretty big. Yeah,
Holt's pretty good. It's a big expanse of county.
State,
yeah. Like there's almost 30 employees in the roads department alone.
I was talking to a gentleman that was a board member there, and you help them with the roads department a lot, and they have like 50 some employees.
Yeah, a lot of employees.
A lot to take care of.
Yep, we do all their everything.
Yep. They have a lot of good things to say about it.
Yeah, I work for that county predominantly. I talk to the different roads guys every day, superintendent,
foreman.
Central.
Yeah,
probably the Custer County maybe be the smallest, perhaps. Jefferson, maybe.
Okay, so do you know in your mind how many counties you work with in Nebraska?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this number.
Oh, you want to know the number?
Yeah.
I'd say it's about 12.
12?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair number.
Yeah. Now, Lancaster County is a part of that, too. They're not a retainer. We work with Lancaster County in a lot of different capacities,
yep.
So we're in Lincoln, so they use us for a lot of things.
Yep.
We do have some special projects we do for some counties, but most of them are on a retained basis. I think Merritt County would be a comparable one. I'm pretty sure they're going to become a client, hopefully.
What's that county seat there?
That's St. Paul.
Central City.
Thank you.
Yep. Central City.
Yep.
Do you do training for like newly elected officials, or you talk about expanding people's knowledge this way?
So the trainings that we would do that we can do like a month by month training. We do a lot on. So let's just say that I think they're the fun, impactful trainings, like generations, like how do we collectively work together when there's five different generations of the workforce, like emotional intelligence, time management, customer service training, those types of things. We do coaching too, one on one as well. So. Most of the coaching that we do with elected officials is like that one that you have the most issues with. You're like, well, rewarding somebody, you know, we do.
Okay. Yeah. Training is always good.
Yeah.
What's the top couple things that you guys deal with then, would you say, for counties in general?
Yeah. And Mike can help me with this one too. I think the biggest thing that people love about having a neutral HR department is elected officials, employees alike, everybody, they have somebody they can go to and feel confident it's going to be held secure for them. Because, like it or not, like the county clerk usually the person that gets shifted to HR stuff.
No, that's not the case here.
And, you know, it's hard for that person because they're internal. They're here, so people are going to be really guarded about what they do and say. So we get to become that third party or that neutral team member that people can go to about good things and challenges and things alike. So I think that'd be probably number one. And I would say that's a constant thing. And, you know, again, it's our job to make things not a big deal if I don't have to be. But if somebody has a really big deal, then you're our bosses. We don't get to make any decisions ever. You know, we just have to guide and say, hey, here's what's going on. So if someone calls a selected official as a challenge or an employee, we'll say, hey, well, I got to take this to the commissioners because I don't get to make a decision. Are you comfortable with that? So that's a huge one. Recruiting's been huge for every county because even if you have one position open or, you know, sometimes 10, you know, that's a needs now. So that's always a constant evolving thing.
How does that work, a recruiting situation, with your HR experience and background? How does that work?
So what we would do with that is if you're posting the job, we would use your posting sites. We can post the job, too, on our boards. What we do, though, is the initial – so we try to expand a bigger funnel to find more people. We've even had a lot of people – like Cass County, for example, like move in from other states because they want to leave the area they're in. They like maybe the conservative values, perhaps, that's what we heard a lot of, like of the Midwest. So they'll move and, you know, we'll get some good talent that way. They never have heard about these jobs before because we can post to broader areas. And we do all the recruiting screens as well. So by the time it goes to the road foreman or superintendent or the county clerk or the treasurer, we've already interviewed the candidate a couple times. And then they'll get to say, hey, we think this candidate could be a good fit. Are you ready to interview them? Do you want to meet with them? So we arrange all that too. So just make the process easy.
It's interesting.
So that would be part of your monthly feed in with the interviews, et cetera.
Yep. Okay. The only thing that wouldn't be the monthly fee would, let's say if you guys say, hey, we don't like our payroll system, go find us something else. We obviously can't pay for the payroll system, but we can find you the best ones.
So we have a new time clock system we're trying to implement, and we have a few departments that staff, I don't think, very interested in using it. You would help work through the problems to get everybody to work together.
Yep.
And you would, like our handbook, we have, I think we have people that haven't signed off on the handbook, and you would work with everybody to come to agreement and try to get something done there.
Yep.
Also.
Yep. Absolutely. That's very common, too, in counties for some reason or other. But, yeah.
Okay. Great.
I think there's some interesting tools there, and probably, and obviously, this is going to be an ongoing discussion, okay, among us board members. But it probably couldn't, probably, this probably could not come at a better time. Because Joan Spencer here has been here a lot of decades and has done a fabulous job. I've said this 100 times, she's the backbone, okay? And she is the clerk, and I get that. And she's going to be retiring at the end of this year. So, and of course, I'm not saying that the new clerk, which is her deputy, is taking over. She's going to have her hands full. And so it probably couldn't have been at a better time for a discussion. Does that make sense?
It does, because these gentlemen could save us money on the other end for getting things to work smoother. And I talked to them. They had a little deal out of Kearney, and they gave us their spiel and everything. And I, you know, we talked to a lot of the counties, had you out there. Like I said, I heard great things about these guys. They smooth things out, get rid of the rough edges. I mean, things we don't have to. We all work together to get it done, but you're kind of the middleman.
Yep. I think the important thing is, too, we have a presence here, so. You know, we're not like shadow figures that just show up once a month. You know, people get to know us, too, so it becomes not Zell, but like, hey, Micah.
How many employees do you have? Do you have
19.
So different kind of expertise, I would assume. Recruiting expertise, benefit expertise, disciplinary.
Yeah.
All those different areas that you guys have. Now.
Like, I think I'm a pretty good recruiter, but I hate handbooks. Like, it's my least favorite thing to probably do. But I have people that really like them on our team and really enjoy that.
That's almost a team of
professionals. And then, so if we have a question or need help with something, we can always get the answer and have people doing the workforce behind the scenes too. You know, like say, I don't know, like if your job descriptions are updated or things like that, but we'd have a team that would be working on the job descriptions and, you know, those kind of things too.
Well, I think probably what should happen is maybe you should give us some more information.
Okay.
Via books or whatever you have that you offer, and we'll get you back on the agenda. Is that a fair statement, Chair?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. We'll talk about it.
Let's get them on the. I mean, in a couple of weeks, we should all know whether or not we're interested. I think we should have them on the next agenda and say yes. Let's vote on it.
Should I send a contract with our addendum in there, like our like our not?
And just make sure that you know it'll cash flow and budget for us and all the above. Yeah, we got a lot of things to look at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A 6-month trial is an option.
You want to do it? Yeah.
Okay.
I think we would know in 6 months because we are in the seventh month now, and by the time we get something put together, you know, the government will move slow. So we'll have it together by November so that Joan can have it kind of a feel for it and know if it's good or bad or indifferent, because we trust her with our lives for 2 months, and then we will be able to know if we've been signed the contract. Fair statement?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Chad, thank you. Mike, thanks for coming.
Thank you guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Have a safe ride back to Lancaster, right?
All right. Okay. Let's go back then to the consent agenda. We can do that now. I have the timesheets here. So we'll do the motion by Scott and seconded by Troy on the 10 hours pay for the road employee. So we'll do that separate.
Okay. So do them separate?
Yep.
Okay.
So Joan, will you call the roll on that one?
Okay, so you're agreeing to do 10 versus the 8.
Correct.
In the contract.
All right. For this particular...
For this time.
Payroll.
Right. Right.
Okay.
What about the next payroll?
Hopefully we can have something
in the record contract, right?
By that time.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
No.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
No. Okay, then on the consent agenda as a whole,
Everything's in order by everything?
Everything is in order.
So I will make a motion to approve the minutes and approve the rest of the payroll.
Okay.
Fair.
Is there a second?
A second.
Scott and Troy.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. Item four, old business and miscellaneous. Jolene Goebbels is up for her road report.
Hello.
Hi, Jolene.
We had 244.75 hours of maintaining roads, half hour overtime, 28 hours on tree removal, 10 hours on bridge maintenance on the I. Adams Bridge, 41 hours on Hall Avenue. They were working on guardrails out there. 6 hours on asphalt, 4 hours picking up garbage, 24 hours hauling gravel. They hauled 77.02 tons of Pilger Road gravel, 86 tons of three-quarter clean, and 187 tons of 1.5-inch crushed concrete. And we had a request for grading and gravel on 197th Street.
I was going on Thursday night when that storm came in. I left like the evening time. Did we really have 3 inches of rain around the county? Is that true or false? Anybody know? No?
I didn't.
I always
count.
3/8.
How much?
3/8. Yeah.
I don't hear anything more than an inch from people, but I didn't.
Yeah.
We had a lot in 2 times.
Yeah. Somebody told me it was 3.
Didn't even make the road muddy out your way.
So spotty. Yeah. I just wondered. I wasn't there, so.
Matter of fact, it did a lot of good on M. Avenue.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was a soaker. It wasn't a pour down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do we have any projects coming up that we're going to be working on?
Oh, you're going to challenge my memory here. They're going to do some work on Fiddler Creek, on South Bluff, and on 200th Street.
What type of work?
Cleaning out ditches, doing culverts, stuff like that.
Have we got culverts?
I am not sure what is down there. We just did inventory last week. I haven't gone through all the stuff.
There's nothing really down there that you'd want to use or what you'd be doing.
Usually if Ant or Lexus have something that's pretty quick, easy pickup, or there's a couple, there's a place there in South Sioux that has some culverts, as well as over in Sioux City that they can run after and get.
You know, you pay 50% more than what you would if you went down to Wahoo and had them bring out the load.
We've looked into the, I cannot think of the company's name here in South Sioux, about doing semi-loads in the past. And I have also, which I have not done, was going to check with other counties about maybe sharing a semi-load of stuff. That way we all didn't have a big inventory sitting around. That's what some of the other counties have said that they've done that's helped. So I was going to check with some surrounding counties to see their thoughts on that.
Dixon County keeps the majority of theirs off at Newcastle, and they've got at least a load there.
How many do we do in a year, Jolene?
Just depends on the year. Not 10, maybe.
Ten.
You know,
and how many would be?
But it's what we're hoping to increase that.
Right.
Get out there and get. We started a culvert inventory to locate the culverts, GPS them, diameter, size, the condition of them, to kind of start getting an idea. Mm-hmm. So we could, you know.
How many would we have to buy? How many is a load? How many would a load be then? Ish.
It would just depend on the circumference or length.
Nice.
And they will stick the small ones inside the big ones.
Oh.
So they can haul a whole bunch, a lot more manual feet. But now, going back to the company that manufactured out of Wahoo, you could order a half a semi-boat or a fourth. What they do down there, they bring it up on a jobber, brings it up with a one-ton dually and like a 38, 40-foot trailer. So you don't have to take a whole semi-boat.
What's the name of this company? Do you know?
It's Contact.
What's that?
Contact. I've got a number on them. But there's also that company up in, and that's factory direct. So you're not having to buy it through
a middleman type thing.
See, and that's what we've been dealing with for several years. We never did ever.
And that's with the company here in South Sioux, too. American Underground.
Yeah, they're out here now, out off 110.
But they have a factory somewhere that they would ship in
there. They don't have a factory. They bring it down from Minneapolis or Worthington, I think.
That's where they said that they're... They stopped that last year. I thought they said that they had manufactured
them there.
They may
have. I don't know. I know that they sell everything. Everything, valves and the works. I wonder where they may have a factory. If that be the case, you'd probably get a fair price there.
Well, that's something a bidding process could...
Yeah. Utility equipment, now theirs come from down to Wahoo, but they're paying that. Oh. The other 10 or 15%.
So what would we be talking for a load of a semi-load or whatever? How much dollar-wise? Because if we're saving, if we'd save 50%,
well, say the load was $30,000. You know, that's a lot of money if you could save 50% of that.
Yeah.
But and then the volume of what you would get, it depends on what they. How many foot of smaller diameters you wanted they stuck inside the other pipes to get the, you know, bigger load, because they don't weigh nothing, you know.
But it's around 30,000 and be for a load.
Well, I don't know. It depends on the diameter, of course.
Oh.
And the wall and your gauge.
Your gauge and, yeah.
Yeah.
The length, all
of that. Is there standard sizes or are they customized
for
the... No,
they're standard, but you can go get anywhere from 12s on up or even 8s.
But if you're going to order a whole bunch, do you know that you need... 15, 12s, and...
They can cut them,
oh, that's
right?
Well, yeah, you can order what you need, too. Now, if you're going to do a full 60-foot right-of-way, some right-of-ways are 66, but if you were going to do it, you'd buy 230s or a 40 to 20.
A lot of them are 20-foot in length,
yeah.
So then you could
mm-hmm.
kind
and
of
you
get
bad. I mean, they'll cut anything you want, probably. I mean, they'll just make it to that length. And diameter.
So you'd have to basically project what you're going to need next
right.
year.
And that's where we're trying to come with
the tricky part, yeah,
the
with your project.
Inventory, yeah.
So you know you need X number of new 12-inches, 20-foot, whatever.
Go out to, we need to go out to the intersections and see what we got and what we need to replace and make a list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're working on.
Yeah, that'd be good for us.
How do you think you'll have a list enough to have a partial load?
I don't know. We can stick some of them guys on it and kind of come up with some numbers a little quicker. And right now they've just been doing it when there's the rainy day or they got a little free time. So it's not a fast-moving process, especially when they're trying to GPS. And they did some in the winter, but, you know, if it's 10 below, they... We're now crawling down and looking in there if they're full of water and stuff like that. It's hard to get the measurements. So it's a process, but we're working on it. So.
And, Larry, you can get her the contact number for the place you're talking about for the culverts.
All right. Thanks, Jolene.
That 86 ton of three-quarter clean.
Mm-hmm.
Did we just recently purchase that?
No, that was out of the yard.
That came out of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that now, price-wise?
I don't know.
Roughly, you know, approximately.
I can't remember that. Let me see here. Three-quarter clean.
It was like 26 on it.
25-25.
And then the crushed concrete from Donna Wilson's, it was like, what was that?
Down from where?
Siouxland.
That we got earlier this year, like that was 16.
And now they got like a big pile there. Right now they just crushed up a whole bunch more.
Okay, that's something to look into.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big pile. It's probably 10,000 tons.
I'm thinking that stuff was had a lot of dust in it too, so maybe that's something we could put in out like away from residents.
Yeah,
type
you
things.
Wouldn't want to put it right next. Yeah, you wouldn't want to put it down by Dick's house here. But anyway, yeah. But I mean, it has some dust, but it sure worked good on some of this new grade they did. I mean, Elma Avenue down there, man, it's like a super highway. Saying the tracks was quite a bit on it, they really poured it on there. But it needs some moisture, really. And probably we probably need to be considering a decent water truck if we're going to try to build roads.
They did find a motor, and they're looking for a pump that they thought they could put the water tank in back of the Sterling and use that. That was something we were talking about last week. They were looking into it. They got the motor running. Works good. So they're looking for a pump to try and do that and then to help blow out culverts, too.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. Thanks, Jolene.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, item B is the monthly jail report. For the record, Scott, are you the jail report guy?
Well, you know what, for the record, I was just looking at this here, and I'll just read a few numbers here real quick. July 11th, the June average inmate per day, you had 92 county, you had 19 federal. Total in-house was 111. And then, more importantly, I guess, the federal income from 2021 to 2022, the total, it looks like the fiscal federal was $629,719.30. Also looks like the commissary was almost $10,000. That's April phone commissary. And you can see the month of June, obviously, the dollar amount was up a little bit. It was up to $77.40 per inmate. So with that said, the jail spent $259,769.16 for the month of June. The jail is at 92% of the total estimated yearly budget, or 8% under budget for the fiscal year. And the jail was at 93% of the total estimated yearly budget in June of 2021. So the jail spent $20,205.77 more than allotted for June, which was 8% over budget for the month. And it was a little heavy. Obviously, if you look back January, February, March, April, May, you know, there's the dollar amounts when you start talking those type of people in there, you know, when you get that in the 60s and then all of a sudden you get into the 80, 81, and the 70s, you know, that adds up in a hurry, the money. So they must have a couple of issues in there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the best I can do?
Thank you. Thank you. All right, item C, Don Bosquet, Treasurer, requesting Chair to sign semi-annual statement for January 1 to June 30th, 2022, showing amount and source of money collected since last settlement, vouchers, amount of taxes paid and unpaid, and money on hand. Don, take it away.
Everybody should have a copy of this in your packet, I believe. Does anybody have any questions?
Any interest rate jump? With the new
haven't had a lot.
Movement, no. Darn.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I thought maybe that would go along with it. But any questions for Dawn on the
Nothing really stands out, does it, Don?
Nope. Pretty routine.
Right. So these are all the funds that you have to balance from the various.
Yeah, it's the same report that we give every 6 months.
So fire totals is all the districts together, all the fire.
Yeah, everything used to be broke out more detailed.
Yeah.
But with MIP system, we don't have to do that anymore.
Okay.
They're more combined.
I'll make a motion that Don Lestrier, the treasurer's request of the chair to sign the semi-annual statement for January 1 to June 30th, which is half a year, and the amount, showing the amount that we are shown here since the last settlement, vouchers, amount of taxes due and unpaid and money on hand.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve.
Love it, Gil.
Yeah, seconded by Janet.
Yeah.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to jump to F. We'll save the closed session for the last item. Item F is approve the chair to sign the engagement letter for the county's audit of our financial statements, major funds, supplementary information for fiscal year ending June 30, 2022 with the state auditor's office. This is our yearly
formality.
Formality.
Yep, so moved.
I'll second that. Troy? Okay, call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, item G is discussion regarding the use and implementation of time clocks for all Dakota County employees. I'll start by saying that we have done some research into this, honestly, it's really going to be the intention of the board is not only for our benefit but for the employees' benefit too, because you want them to get paid for the hours that they work. But really, I think what it boils down to in some of the conversations that I've had with some folks from NACO and some other people is that without the elected official on board as the department head in a particular office, it's really it's a tough go. I haven't heard, and this is just my opinion, it'll be tough. Let's put it that way. So I'll just start with saying that. And I'll open it for discussion.
If everybody used them, it'd make payroll a lot simpler, wouldn't it?
I think that's a fair
Save
statement.
Some time.
I think that's a fair statement. Yeah.
I would say that too. Having reviewed them last year, I mean, there's a lot of idiosyncrasies in some of these contracts. I'm thinking of, night shift differentials and certain grants where there's different. Rather than having to do all these calculations by hand, it seemed like if you had a system that was able to identify this, this is past this hour, between the night hours of 10 and 6, we automatically applied this. I guess that's because it seemed like a pretty manual process to me. Otherwise, you're always, these hours go at this rate, these hours at this rate.
Yeah.
More room for error, so it just seemed like a simplified process.
And honestly, the current system we have in place now, because we have some employees that are using it and some that are not, that really is creating a problem even more problem than if we were one way or the other right now for our the clerk's office.
Either it got to be all in or all out.
Well, I think so. I really do.
It'd been nice if the departments would all, you know, when we were talking about this, I guess, but I guess that's kind of thinking into it too far. Everybody would have, you know, let us know whether or not they're willing to do it.
I guess my thought is I'm just wondering why anybody would be opposed to making sure their time is calculated correctly. Being accountable for the time they're here.
Who's not on board?
Dawn, did you have something to add?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You know, that's what took me so long is to get mine turned in, is because the way we were doing it and the way it's calculated with the thumbprint, I'm all for being accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But I found out that with the system we have now, we have 7 minutes that it rounds. Mm-hmm. The thumb ones, people were getting shorted on the actual time they were working. You know, because of that rounding, because this one is exact to the minute. So because of the 40 hours that the girls put in, it may be less than 40. You know, they're actually working 40 according to the old one, because mm-hmm. They may have clocked in earlier, but maybe clocked out a little bit. It just, if you compare the two apples to orange or apples to apples, this morning I found out that it wasn't paying them exactly the same.
Because it rounds instead of gives exact time.
The time
right.
Clock.
Yep.
But the system you're using right now is exact.
Yes.
Okay. So they're exactly on the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, as I said, I mean, I don't.
That's where the company.
Maybe that's where this Zelle would maybe help us identify if it could be something that would work effectively. Why not? I mean, we don't want to create more work for anybody. I thought this was a simplification option, is really.
Well, then we're going to have a change of leadership. Yeah, we're going to be less worried with Joan.
Even
Sheree, I guess. You know,
the attorneys are.
Yeah. So they'd be probably able to help with implementation.
We're exempt, so.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are counties that everybody uses them.
I really don't have any comment on it because, you know, back in 2011, 2012, we tried it and it didn't work. So I guess I think it's a good idea because it was one of my ideas I thought that everybody needed to be accountable for, but it just made it sound like it was something that at that time that the board could not implement. You know, with the elected officials. So that's where it left, and that's been 10 years ago or so, so I don't know where it's at in today's world.
Everybody else told the county commissioners how to do it or how they wanted to die.
Well, I think really it's a county government. The difference is it's county government or any government. I mean, there's certain rules, like you would just think in the private sector, you know, yeah, it's okay, here's the time clock, use it, that's what we do, right? But in county government, they with different offices and elected officials, they have a lot of leeway with their employees and how the board or boards tell them how they can do things in their office, you know.
I get it.
We might, and Scott, you know that, and Jana, you do too, but you know, so we have an idea, but to actually implement it, I think this is one of those things where, I mean, it's not impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible. However, without the elected official on board in a particular office, I think it's really a, it'll be a challenge, let's put it that way. And I don't know if it's even worth it. Because, and you know, what I'm hearing from the clerk's office is we can't have it both ways. We just cannot, we can't function both ways. So I don't know if that, there is no, this was just discussion. But what we have to do also is if we're not going to do it, we have a contract with MIPS currently. If we're not going to do it, we just tell MIPS, like, okay, we're done. We're not going to do it. So.
At least put the time clock. I mean, right now we're paying for each time clock. And if we're not going to use them, then we need to let MIPS know that.
Mm-hmm.
Save a little bit of that cost. We still have all the time clocks, so if you can get it.
Does anybody right. just have an idea of what it's costing right now?
Well, Joan does.
What?
Is it like $8 a month for time clock, I think, or something like that?
$8?
Yeah.
So, it, I mean, it's not really costly, but, you know, I guess we could... you want to give it 2 weeks or the next board meeting and decide then, or do you want to do it now, or what do you want to do?
If we work with the Zell Group, I mean, I wonder if they have advice along those lines, how to make it so it is fair to, what you know, yeah. Like you said, you like the idea, but the calculation is not quite right. Is
right.
there ways to?
Yeah, and but again, I mean, Ben, you heard Zell say that they can suggest and they can do everything, but it's going to come back right. to the board. And I think from what I know, and Joan was in on a couple of conversations, is if you don't have everybody on board.
If I had to guess, I'm just throwing this out there. If I had to guess, the two elected officials that are not on board, I bet you a pop that they're not going to change their mind. That's just my opinion.
So even if it was simpler, or we could figure out a way to make it everybody less work, I guess that's my thought.
I know, yeah. I'm with you,
everybody
but
less
at the
work.
Same time, you know, when you've done something for so many years, and this is the way it's been, and even though I know, I don't even want to get into it, but I just don't think you're going to change their mind, so... You know, if you want to put it on the next agenda, Bob, I don't know if we can make any, it's just a discussion.
Just a discussion.
Yeah, so I guess we'll put it on the agenda for next time around. Either we're going to...
Well, we'll see. If
yeah, it, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to... anyway, yeah, let's do that. We've discussed it. We'll move on.
Okay.
All right?
Should we still be using the time clock?
Oh, yeah.
For the time being, Don.
I'm ready to go to the...
Yeah, please.
Okay. Don't think.
Thank you.
You bet.
And then you direct deposits.
Okay.
So week to do it.
Time so, clocks. Okay. Item H is to approve projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan relief funding. Renew or not renew. The first item is renew or not renew an agreement with Lutz Company for a consulting service regarding the spending of ARPA funds. They have a cover letter that they send out. We have not paid them anything, and I don't think this would we wouldn't be signing up for any of their services. This is for people or counties that need help figuring out how to spend their ARPA money, but I really don't think. Well, I'm not saying that we'd never use them, but they're just. This is just a letter of. They do this yearly, Joan. Is that correct?
Now, is this the state recommended this?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
NACO. Yeah.
And NACO it has been a year, and so they're asking if we want to.
So our signature is not
binding
financially. Yeah. There's nothing. But if we need to use them,
I don't think we're ready for them yet.
But this gives us the option to use them if we want to ask them a question.
For the year. For the year.
Yeah.
So,
doesn't obligate us, but gives us the opportunity to secure.
Right. So, can we need a motion on that then to sign that letter with Lutz?
Yeah, you've got on there renew or not renew.
Okay. So,
I will make a motion to renew it.
Okay.
And then once the time comes, that it will be there at our fingertips.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay.
Robert? Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Second item is broadband postcard. Who's got the Joan? Is that you?
That was Janet.
Janet.
Oh, is
that me? Suggested that to Simco that they wanted to, they couldn't afford to put out a broadband postcard. I got to thinking, it could be sent to maybe only
2,000 to 3,000 residents that it would even maybe affect? It would definitely be rural. It would not be Jackson Telephone. They all can get hooked up.
It sounds like it's kind of between South Emerson too. And
wouldn't and be in Homer. Would it be in villages? Do villages all have pretty good?
Homer does.
But it's outside.
So. As soon as you get outside of Homer City limits, then you basically all you have is CenturyLink.
And even Dakota City. I mean, the little Christy Quinn who
lives right
out here says she doesn't have internet. Very spotty, very, just because it's just rural.
The Crookshanks out in, you know.
What do you guys have out in rural Hubbard?
Nothing?
Yeah.
Your phones? Unlimited data?
AT&T.
Yeah, pretty much. See, and where I live at, there's only the only thing I have is cable one. That's it. I don't have access to anybody else yet.
Starlink.
You know, long lines, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned that to the
people. I've had it like 3 months now. It's the best thing I've ever done, ever.
Yeah.
So, on the postcard, Janet?
So we're talking how many, 2,000 postcards, you think?
We have to identify some addresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. What do we have for rural residents?
Have a lot.
Well, there's got to be.
Yeah, we'd get a bulk rate on it, wouldn't we? Bulk rate?
Yeah, it's probably 40 cents.
So you're talking $300.
Who's going to tell you who needs them? Simcoe?
Simcoe's running this study, but you have to log in and show your speed. And if you don't have any internet to log into, you can't show your speed.
Kind of hard.
I know. So it didn't. Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out how to identify these rural customers.
Dakota County.
Yeah. To show that we do have a problem and we need more. That would give more option for funding.
Our population is 20,000, right?
22 something.
22. South Sioux is 12 or 13.
Yeah.
So at least 10, but out of that 10, out of the.
I'm going to say probably 2 to 3,500, maybe.
Oh, you got kids and stuff, and they don't.
They'd be kind of high.
So postage, what they're looking for is just postage. Is that right from us?
No, we have to do the postcards.
Postcards, too.
Yeah.
Print them in, send them.
Yeah.
No.
It would be our project.
The big job would be to get the people's name and address. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we could use our.
You could probably push a button on that, I would think.
Yeah.
Could you?
Yeah. Assessor probably could.
Yeah.
Assessor has to run that postcard.
Oh, yeah. That's
to
right.
Every single resident.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if it's 30 cents for 3,000, that'd be $900.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1,000. I think that would qualify because that was one of the original projects that ARPA approved. But I mean, we wish Simcoe would have come up with the money, but
yeah,
it's our county, and I guess I would like to figure out a way that we can help these people that don't have good internet in rural areas.
Well, you want to do some work on it?
I will.
Okay, all right.
I will figure out how many. So I'll work with Christy and Simcoe.
And then maybe.
I trust Simcoe.
Studio.
I trust with my life.
Studio 32, you might look at, you know, what they would cost
to print the print one. Okay.
To print the postcard.
Who's at Studio 32?
Yeah, I contacted three vendors for postcards, and they're the only one that responded.
How about the mail house over there on 4th Street?
Oh, that's right.
Is it mail house?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've used the mail
house. Those guys are pretty reasonable.
We used to use those them at the college. They were pretty good. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Janet.
Well, yep, I will.
Bring that back.
Okay.
Then, all right, the.
They mail them out, won't they?
Yeah, Mail House does.
Yeah, they'll
just whip them out.
So the next item, we have two bids on the courthouse painting, which will consist of in the front door.
Do we have two or one?
We have two. It's on the back, Scott.
Oh, exactly.
Front and back. So anyway, on the front door, the hall, take a right down the hallway to the new part here.
Yep.
And then that hallway there. And then also upstairs in the hallway. That's what this covers.
Going up to the court system?
Yep. That's what this covers. So as you can see... Glover Painting.
I bet you got a stomachache out of that.
Glover Painting is about half of what the other bid was. So I don't have a time frame on it. I don't know that Kevin stipulated there was one. So, but anyway,
I think it's a no-brainer, huh?
Yep.
We'll so approve the award. Can I make a motion to approve Glover Painting to at a $48,457 to do the painting and the stress cracks and crime spots and etc. as the bid shows to do in the courthouse.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy.
Good color.
Yeah, I don't know. I is this color okay?
You want something light.
Anybody have any
kind
other
of
suggestions?
I think these yellow tones are kind
of
dated.
Yes, they are.
Here, kind of go towards more of the grays.
Gray, white, and black.
So, is there any place in the courthouse then that you see that has that color that we need? Because he'll just need to know a color.
Yeah, you can pick up the sample. I don't know.
Didn't they do some stuff up in the courtroom?
Isn't there, when you walk up the steps, isn't there a different color on that far wall up on the top?
Because they couldn't reach it?
Yeah, something. Yeah. I remember seeing something. But
yeah, there's two colors there in that hallway.
Something that would pull us all together. But yeah, this kind of is a dated color, this yellowy tan.
Janet, you're good with colors.
Troy's done a lot of remodeling. I think he probably knows how.
I'll pick out a color. Yeah. I mean, how about if I bring colors?
Bring a color.
I'll bring a few colors.
Okay.
Know that
all
work
right.
Very well.
I don't want to be the guy saying that.
I would make that decision.
No.
You're fine.
No, I'm not gonna.
What difference does it make? Seriously,
my name will stand.
You don't want to bring a color here, then all of a sudden it becomes a big debate again. Just pick out a color and go with it. Get with Kevin, pick out a color. Jesus, good God, we don't want to.
Yeah. Look at that shed over there.
Right? Yeah. Look at the shed. Look at the great job he did there.
I'm going to call roll.
Okay.
Love.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Gail.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
And Robert.
Oh, yes. Well, I already did me. I was first.
I started with
love. Oh, okay. Okay. So, all right. We'll do the, are we doing our quarterly jail visit today?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Number five is Commissioner Committee Reports. Scott, anything?
Safety meeting today.
Don't we have to go back to this?
We will.
Oh, okay.
Right. Safety meeting today. We had just a couple incidents, nothing too major. It was very short and sweet to the point. So, and then I think that's all I had here.
Okay.
I do want to throw something out there real quick that I was talking about grass with Kevin today, and he was talking about the sprinkler system maybe someday, whatever, trying to get a well. I don't know what he's doing, but he needs to focus on the weeds. There's nothing I hate worse than in the sidewalk when you're walking down the sidewalk and there's weeds. It's the inedible right now. You got to stay on top of it.
Troy and I will do another walkthrough.
Well, he made it sound like I sprayed. Yeah, I can't believe how much I sprayed. Well, I walked across the street where I parked in front of the building over there, and holy shit, there's a lot of weeds on in the sidewalks and stuff. And it just looks bad. It shouldn't happen. Yeah. Hopefully, if I'm still around the next 2 years, if I don't pass away between now and then, I'd love to be on the
building and grounds.
Yes. Yes.
You give up that health board position to be on the building and grounds?
Health board's self-maintaining right now.
I know.
It's working well.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
Got it. Janet?
No, I haven't been to any meetings in the last few weeks.
Okay.
Been out of the country.
All right. That's okay. Larry?
Nope.
Nope. Troy?
No, the one thing is I have been trying to get in contact with the gentleman on his fence, and I haven't tried every day.
Oh, I know him.
Oh, you did. What did you find?
I ran into the guy. I ran into him over at Hubbard, and the guy's really a nice fella, understanding and everything. He understood. I told him, explained to him that if he could come up with some kind of a bill from that guy that did the fence for him, he could get paid, see? But I explained to him that we got to have something on file, a bill on file, because when the auditors from the state come in and review this, they'll want to know why we give him money, see? And I understand, it ain't really that big a deal. No, he was absolutely nice about it.
That's because you explained it so fairly.
He did a good job.
Yeah, all we need is a bill.
The poor old guy, I had half a notion to dig deep and help him out. Because he drives, his truck could be worse, I guess. He's typical. He drives, he's got like 7 miles of gravel to drive on.
His net worth might be larger than yours.
You know what?
You never know.
I thought about that here just the other night when I was trying to go to sleep. I was thinking about helping him out, but he might have 1,000 acres up there worth of $6,000 an acre. See?
So he doesn't ever wash his truck?
Well, it wasn't when I saw it. When he was in there getting a 5-gallon can of diesel for his, he was out mowing, I think, in the field. Or when I was by there earlier, or the day before, at least he'd been cutting the broom, and stuff. And then I ran into him in the Hubbard. I didn't know him from hell of beans, see? And so I asked this individual, I said, who is that guy? There was two of them there, see? Him and another guy.
Just pure luck, major.
I said, who is that old guy? And they says,
old guy, is he younger than you?
Oh, yeah, he's really. But he was about as crippled up as I am. But I think he had about 5 or 10 years on me. But I was really shocked because I was kind of under the impression he was maybe hard to deal with, But shoot, it didn't even seem like he was too worried about it,
Well, we'll see how worried he is about it. If he gets us a bill, then we can
help him out.
He
understands now why.
A person never washes their vehicle. I just got to change a quick story. This is 2 seconds. My Uncle Ira would buy a new vehicle.
Never wash it.
Every year. It was just a regular cab, nothing. And he lived in Southridge. He was the first owner of the first house in Southridge, right when he pulled in. And he would just park it in the front, mud all over the place. And he'd never wash that truck. Dust it out. 12 months, he'd go take it over to Kneffler, trade it for another, never washing it. And drove all the dirt roads and all the farms that he owns. I loved it. It's a great story. Never washed it. Just took it over there, traded it.
Maybe never changed oil in here either.
Who knows? But he just never washed it.
Think of the money he saved over 50 years.
Where'd we leave off at? Was it you, Troy?
That was my last.
We're done.
I do have one thing myself. So our weed superintendent position is open again. Ron fell through. That did not. Anyway,
you know what? I'm really considering taking that on, and I don't know if I want to. But would that be some any type of conflict of interest or anything of any sort? If I was to do that,
wouldn't be any different than when Kevin was on the board.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Because as far as I'm concerned, right?
I'm contemplating on it because, that's another thing I like to do besides mow. I love to spray weeds, obviously. So,
are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
All right. I do.
Ron did.
I don't know, Larry. It just didn't.
Well, I thought you had to have a license.
You do.
You'll help me, won't you?
And he didn't pass, but that's probably not that unheard of that, somebody brand new looking in. Well, he said it was hard. He said it was hard. But anyway, so we're looking. We're looking. So we might have.
And a test.
Between here. And a test, yeah. We're looking. And we have to have one. I did talk to Adam from the state. I told him what was going on. It fell through. We're working on it. I did get Matt Roost happened to stop in Jones' office. We do have 3 properties that we probably need to send those letters to. And Larry, when you're out driving,
make a note.
We need to send
Canada thistle.
We need to send letters.
What about the Russian thistle? Or the smaller flower?
I don't know. I don't know the difference between the two, but if there's someplace that we need to send a letter to, at least we can show them that we're doing something. Even though we don't have a weed superintendent, so that's all I have.
The approaches on the bridges were a big thing too.
Right out that, I think.
Do they got that?
Yeah, they was out with weed eaters or something here a while back.
Yeah, I did. I asked Adam about. I know Dixon County has a full time and a half person, and I asked him, Adam, about maybe contacting Dixon to, you know, do some work for us. And he said, "Oh no," he says they do. He said that, well, you can call them if you want. He said they do state work and things like that. So
they got a big operation there. They got weed board and stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they got yeah.
They mow ditches too up there. Yeah. If you don't get it mowed, they charge you $400.
Yeah. So anyway, Scott,
let me think about it. Okay. No. I'm not making a commitment right now, but I just.
No. I understand.
Yeah.
Was it Willie Peters that was interested too?
Right. We discussed that a little bit.
If you don't want to do it, let's go. Let's try to. I'll talk to Willie if you don't want to do it.
Yeah. No. I'm not that. I'm throwing it out there because
you make up your mind and let me know.
No, okay. No, you see if he doesn't want to do it, and you come back to me because I.
Would that be okay?
That'll be fine. Let me see if I can pass the test. I don't work very well under tests, but go ahead.
Okay. All right, then let's go then. That's it. Joan, anything for the cause?
No mail or emergency business.
Okay.
John Keane, is anybody going to... He's July 20th at 8:30 a.m. He's with the Navigator CO2. He's coming into town. He's going to be at the LEC, that meeting room up at the LEC, at 8:30 on July 20th.
July 30th at 8:20.
July 20th at 8:30 at the LEC meeting room.
Next Wednesday.
Do you know how to get in that meeting room?
I'm sure he does. He's on the LEC board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, are you going to go?
I got to look at my calendar.
Okay. Well, I think somebody
should,
I suppose. If you can't, Troy. Well, I tell you what. Yeah. Between Troy and myself.
Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll figure it out. Okay. Anything else, Joan? All right. So I think we then go back to item D, closed session to discuss union contract.
May I ask real quick here, Bob? Yeah. Randy, is somebody going to be over there if we're over there like in the next 20 minutes or 50? I don't know when
it's. It won't be that long.
Okay.
Yeah, we're staffed 24 hours a day.
Or somebody can take us through. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a shift commander.
Well, one time I did it. Sheriff got pissed off. All right. That's fine.
Vacation.
All right, thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
Okay, closed session to discuss union contract negotiations for Road Department Local 251 Master Agreement. So, we need a motion then to go into closed session.
I'll make a motion to go into closed session.
Okay, call the roll, please. Joan.
Jim, have a good night. See you.
You too.
See you
again.
And then say the reason again. Yep.
Oh.
I'll call roll and then I'll make him say okay. Janet?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
You're saying yes to go into closed
session.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, and then state the reason.
Okay, so the closed session is for to approve or accept the comprehensive master agreement between the Dakota County of Dakota and Nebraska Public Employees Local 251 Road Department.
Okay.
Second.
Troy.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to wait for.
Okay, I'll make a motion to come into closed session.
And I'll second.
Okay. Call the roll, please, Joan.
443. Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so we need a motion to just amend or approve an amended.
Okay. You could probably say to approve 8, 5, and 5 on the wages. Because the dollar amounts aren't correct.
Oh, this year. Oh, yeah. This year.
Yes.
You
just have third column that's wrong, it looks like.
July 11th, right?
I'll make a motion to approve the amended contract and the correct wages and percentages.
24-25.
Yes.
24-25.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. Scott and Troy again.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Drop these on Robbins. And so we are off.
To the jail.
Jail.
Scott, is there a good time for you to go with me for a couple hours?
Next week, they'll do it every day.
Can I treat you back on your truck?